We are stuck in the clouds on this Monday afternoon. Those clouds are in association with an upper-level disturbance that is rolling through the Northeast, and it's going to be a player for us, at least through the first part of the day tomorrow. In addition, we've had some showers fall across our area. They've been pretty light in nature, and the trend has been for the shower activity to really dry up as it comes into the region. So that means we're not expecting any heavy rain from this storm system. We actually could use some rainfall. We're running a bit below normal levels for the month. We're about a half inch below normal at Albany. Since March 1st, we're about an inch and a quarter below normal. And for the year, we're running about 3 inches below normal levels. In comparison to last year, though, at least for the season and for the year, we're actually a bit ahead of where we were in 2012. Looking out right now, we have those clouds that are going to continue to be with us into the night. Again, a few spotty showers are possible with this weakening disturbance overhead. We're expecting low temperatures to be in the 40s. Coming up during the day tomorrow, that disturbance will continue to weaken over our area, so we may still have some clouds lingering into tomorrow morning, and potentially there may be some patches of drizzle or mist. As the day moves along, the trend will be for the clouds to break up, basically from northeast to southwest, as drier air comes in. So that means that areas to the southwest of Albany stand the best chance to stay in the clouds longer tomorrow. So those areas may end up being a little bit cooler, basically in the 50s and low 60s. Much of the rest of the area should bounce back above the 60-degree mark tomorrow afternoon. Down the road, there's really not much going on weather-wise. We're expecting dry conditions through the rest of the week with high temperatures that should be within a few degrees of the 70-degree mark. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of light showers, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer, high in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of light showers, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers or some patchy drizzle, high in the 50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of light showers, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or some patchy drizzle, high in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of light showers, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, high in the lower to middle 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, mild, high around 70. And on Thursday, mostly sunny and mild, with highs around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.